It's Financial Planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, Episode 2, brought to you by WRBO Public Media. Here's Daniel.
For years, investors and analysts have debated the merits of two very different approaches to portfolio management, active and passive. Active is often thought of as owning mutual funds or hiring an independent portfolio manager to buy and sell stocks, while passive often refers to owning a broad index such as the S&P 500. Both strategies have seen their share of gains and losses, but the question remains, which approach is best? Those who argue for active management insist this is the only way to, quote, beat the market and provide some degree of risk management. Yet proponents of passive or index investing often cite the lower cost involved, which makes this approach attractive, not to mention the high number of active managers who may underperform the return of the overall market. Given these arguments, it's clear the debate will continue. But here's another thought. At various times in the cycle, we see a high correlation in the overall stock market. The market, it seems, moves in one large mass, perhaps up big in one day or down big in another. In this environment, indexing often proves most effective in generating returns. However, when market correlation is lower and volatility declines, stock selection or active management tends to produce potentially better results. Here's a recent example. At the end of 2011, market correlation reached a relatively high level of a positive 0.9 and remained elevated for some time. It's not surprising, then, that indexing did quite well in this environment, while the majority of active managers appeared to have underperformed. But some new studies now show a decline in this correlation, and some suggest this could bode well for active management styles. Now, not surprisingly, predicting these trends is difficult at best. So I might suggest, why not employ both strategies as a hedge? Perhaps using indexing as a core strategy and building active components around it. In less efficient parts of the market, such as the small and mid-cap sectors or international, for example, active management may prove to be a successful complement to a core holding of index shares in the large cap or blue chip area. In the same way it makes sense to diversify asset classes, it can also help to diversify your investment disciplines. Here's the bottom line. Active and passive management styles don't have to compete, but rather can coexist to offer potentially more consistent performance over time. From the Syracuse office of Morgan Stanley, I'm Daniel Plouffe. Thanks for listening.
To learn more about financial planning with J. Daniel Plouffe, visit WRVO.org.